Hey, Crystal, congratulations. So good to get that news, and we'll talk about how I got that news.
Thank you. I'm absolutely stoked to be here, honestly.
It's like, I don't get to do these often, but when I do, it's like the best to have someone that's willing to talk about what they went through. Maybe an intro about yourself before the bar exam, Crystal, and what you did in school. Like,
yeah, definitely. I went to undergrad at DePaul University in Chicago, studied philosophy and political theory, actually. And through that, I sort of realized that I wanted to go into law. Sort of always known since I was probably a teenager, but it really helped me understand why inequalities of society and really needing to use your skill, hopefully for public interest, or if not to help vulnerable communities, or anything you can do to get out there and help people, I would say.
And I think that's kind of what I really liked about you, was you want to help others. I appreciate that about you. So thanks, Crystal.
Thank you.
I do like Chicago a lot. I guess you grew up there?
A whole life here. I don't think I would ever move. There's a lot of opportunity here. I've had a good experience here.
I keep on hearing this song on social media about, it's with the stranger guy, Do you know what song I'm talking about? He goes, I'm back in Chicago.
I think I know what song you're talking about, but I can't.
But anyways, when you told me, I thought about that song, and to lead into your surprising me with your results, I was seeing like stuff on social media. You know that car that smashed into a house in Chicago? Did you hear about that?
Stuff like that happens every day.
Okay. There's this viral video of a car in the side of an apartment building. And I thought about you the weekend before, and I was thinking, I'm not going to bug you and tell you about these lame, dumb things that I... And so I kind of want to just leave you be. I think you messaged me traveling with my family, and, you know, we kept in touch after the bar exam. But for me, it's really hard to kind of become friends with everyone. And then I feel bad because I feel like I'm going to cause them anxiety because I am like a walking representation of the bar exam, right? Or our prep. So
I see what you're saying. Like, you didn't want to remind me of...
Exactly.
You know, like, you remember who I am, right? No.
Yeah.
That at all. I would say it was the opposite of, we had talked pretty much every single day. And so when we didn't talk, understandably, like a week or two went by, but it was like, oh man, what happened to this? You know, we were just talking totally all the time. So it felt absence of, being there. So I felt then you're like, hey, how are you? Well, what are we going to talk about now? I don't know.
But, so to everyone else in this group or future groups or past groups, that is exactly what it's about. But once you do pass or get that positive result, I'm going to be annoying probably and message you too much. But yeah, so that's the exact... I hate anxiety and what the bar exam does to people. So that's why I kind of get really quiet right after, because I don't want to cause you anxiety. And also, to kind of retrace what happened with me was, Monday comes around, I saw somebody said on Reddit, they were like, Illinois results drop. And I checked my messages from you, and it's still where we left off about my family trip, like the weekend before. And then I'm like, she hasn't said anything to me, and results have dropped. So then getting kind of more depressed as the day goes on, this can't be good. And then Tuesday morning, I've accepted. I think she didn't make it. I've really, out of all the people, I'll say that to everyone, of course, right? But of all the people, I really was in your corner. Like, I really wanted to see you pass and get over this lame exam, hold so many people back, but I've accepted it. And then you messaged, I think, Tuesday afternoon.
It was in the evening.
Oh yeah, it was in the evening. So I picked up my daughter from school, and then my wife's getting off around work, and she wants to get picked up. And so I'm doing my daughter's homework with her. I'm figuring out what we're going to eat for dinner as a family, Mr. Mom kind of stuff. And then you're like, hey, can you talk? And even the way you said it, it was kind of like, what are we going to do? I said, I'll try to call you back tonight because I wanted to be away from my family and maybe in this man cave to talk to you. Because
to deal with you probably crying.
Whatever it is, it wasn't that big of a deal to me. And then anyways, I called you in the morning, right? Because I thought this can wait 12 hours or whatever. And I called you in the morning, and you said, I passed. So thank you for that.
Can I talk about what happened on my side?
Yes, please.
Well, to preface this, results came out unprecedented early this time.
Yes.
I believe last year, the February exam, at least for Illinois, we got them on or around April 30th. So I was only starting to think about it. I did a good job with compartmentalizing it, trying to forget about it. And then April 1st rolls around. You're like, it could be this month, even though they pulled up at the exam that it's probably going to be early May. So I was compartmentalizing it. So I flew out to Colorado for the weekend and I came home Monday. Monday was my flight. So that's when results dropped and my flight was delayed. And I was dealing with a flight delay at the airport and a bunch of hectic stuff that goes along with it. So I finally land around 9:30. And another big thing is I really have been trying to distance myself from social media. So I just, especially after that, that's why I didn't see on Reddit. I don't check my student email very much. So then Tuesday rolls around and I went to go help a friend who's a 3L at school with her final trial. And I was supposed to play her witness. I mean, this was at 6:00. So I still didn't know.
Yeah.
On Tuesday. I can't believe nobody thought to let me know that results.
Well, that's the last thing I want to do. Be like, hey, Crystal.
We didn't talk about what the protocol would be. I'm at school helping a friend with her final. I was supposed to play her witness. And then I see that the dean's door was halfway open that I know. And I just popped my head in and said, hey, nice to see you, just because I haven't been there in a couple of years now. And then he just asked my name. And then I said, yeah, that's me. And then he said that he became aware that I passed. Yeah, so I definitely hyperventilated in his office. It was totally unexpected. That happened in the evening. But so then I had to go and play this witness for my friend's trial. I had to be this wife whose husband was on trial for attempted murder. She said, you don't have to do it if you don't want to. But I'm like, no, I think I can do it. Even though there was tears in my eyes, and I was shaking. And I definitely looked like there was something wrong with me. And so I handled it. I played her witness. And then I left and started making my phone calls. I wanted to catch you by surprise. I didn't even know that you knew yet. So that's when I texted you super nonchalantly. I thought I would be surprising you.
You know, my wife said something interesting, and I think it's true. She said, out of all the group that you work with, it's like you're taking each failure. It's not just you failing anymore. The bar exam when I used to take it, you're taking it on 10 times. And I think that's kind of, or whatever, how many I'm working with. And I think that there is true. So I'm also taking the results anxiety on too, because I keep track of Crystal's should be this day, boom. I look on Reddit. Oh my God, the results are up. I'm thinking Crystal. And so
you're very invested in us. You really are. I knew it from the very beginning. And that's a big reason why I picked you as a tutor, which to me, you felt more of a coach I really needed. But yeah, I mean, it resonated with me that you would be investing your time and energy into really helping us pass.
Thank you. Not to make this podcast all about me, but some people have said, why don't you do this as a side gig? But it's come up a bit lately. I do want to address it. So people are like, why don't you get your license, practice law, do this as a side gig? And I think that this is such a hard task. I think anything worthwhile in life is such a hard task, including the bar exam, that you need to have complete focus and dedication into it. So for me, if I really was to practice, I would invest myself in whatever case I had or whatever.
Yeah.
You all would just lose as a result. But since I'm very lucky, thanks to my wife, it's great that I can dedicate myself so much to you all. If I could sit beside you in the bar exam, I would.
Right. And I mean, that was so valuable and so beneficial to me, where, that was one of my first questions, okay, how much time do we get? What kind of, are you hourly reservation? What's going on here? But yeah, you helped us all the time.
That's it, right? I really need you to pass to prove and validate what I'm doing is good. That's my thing, if anybody's wondering. So how many times did it take you to pass?
This is my fourth time. I don't mind. It was brutal. It really was. I would say I didn't really know what I needed before.
To go with you on that, I think that being a law student, you kind of pave your own way through classes and you become kind of into your what is work and what is working. And this is how you do it. This is how you learn. It got you through law school. And in general, I think it's hard for a lot of people to change up like that, right?
I think a huge difference, at least, is that law school is so broken up. You do it class by class and final exam by final exam. Even when you have finals week, you have a couple days to study before each exam. You can compartmentalize it easier. So the bar exam can be very overwhelming. A lot of those subjects you haven't even taken before. It was just information overload for me at times, and it's not impossible. It's a lot.
You may have not taken the class, or you may have taken it 3-4 years ago. ago in your 1 hour here. And it gets very hard to remember all this stuff. And it's such a body of knowledge that you have to know. That's hard to juggle as well. What was your lowest point in bar prep?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just the routine of working so hard every day. Like, yeah, you should take days off. I think there's this added feeling when you do this multiple times that you have to work harder than last time. So maybe you give yourself less breaks than last time. I definitely felt burnt out. Everybody feels burnt out. I get it. But it's just like, it's very isolating to just be pretty much doing the same thing every day. Like you may be working, but you're just working and studying pretty much every day. You accept it. You're in the trenches.
Definitely. So during the low points, were you ever thinking, this is it for me? You know, no. I never?
No, not at all. I know. Okay, it was more of just like, how am I going to reassess? I mean, especially last time, as I mentioned, I took it 4 times. And the second time, I missed my state by 4 points. Oh, then the third time, you know, you think, oh, I only need 4 points. So I only gave myself a month, which was a mistake. So my score dropped and I was so upset. That one really put me in a dark place. I think each time is harder on you to take those results. The fourth time, I had a lot of emotion and anger tied up in it that I had to do it again. And, you know, I was just out for blood and vengeance. And I was just like, remember, I keep saying that I just want to do what they want me to do. I just want to do what the graders, like, I will do whatever it takes. But I was like, just tell me what to do. I didn't really know what to do at that point. And I think that's a low point for sure, too, is you're lost.
After the third attempt, you decided to license yourself in Missouri.
Yeah.
Which has one of the, I think there's 5 state prop jurisdictions now that have 260 scores. Yeah, because you came so close in your state, it qualified you to be licensed. And so I think you told me the cost was like close to $2,000 to do so.
It was, after all the fees, yeah.
And is it finalized now?
No, it's still pending. They're not lying when they say 3 to 6 months. I took a gamble. I didn't apply for Missouri yet because of that third time in Illinois, the time that I only gave myself a month. Got results and then I finally said, that's it. I can't wait anymore. They're taking forever to process and it is what it is.
It seems like you'll get licensed sooner in your home state, right?
Probably, yeah.
But you're still going to go through with Missouri.
So I did some poking around and it does look like employers really like attorneys that are licensed in both Missouri and Illinois. So I might get some benefits there. And even if I don't, it's like, I don't really care how I got here. I don't care about the money. I don't care about this detour, whatever you want to call it. I think it's just another reminder that I went through a lot, but it doesn't even matter.
Yeah, it doesn't. I know people hate to hear this. I know I hated to hear it. It's like character building. It does make you, I think, a different person. And I'd like to think in a good way that you persevered those times and you did it and you came out on top. So I do think it's great you saw it through to passing.
Thank you. I've heard the question before of, you know, people ask, does a client want an attorney that took the bar a bunch of times? I think clients want an attorney that's not going to give up.
Yes. I love that.
Anybody ever feels bad about having to take this thing multiple times? We all hear that it doesn't determine if you're going to be a good lawyer or not, but no, you just can't give up and it builds character.
So this time you liked how I was available for you. We'll start with the MBEs, how you did that different this time. Did you like the way we continually hit you with these MBEs over and over again?
I think what you do and what your company does is really tap into the type of repetition that some of us need. It's so helpful to see every variation of a question and then to have a chance to do it again.
Right. Just to see if you remember it, right? And put it to the test.
And, yeah. And if you're thinking in the right way, maybe you remember the answer, but if you're really playing it right, trying to change your way of thinking, if you're thinking the way that the question wants you to think.
And we have found kind of wonky questions. I know with you, you would find all the kind of weird questions that we would find. They're not that old because it was a civil procedure question. It's a legit question.
I had multiple. Really just didn't make sense. And yeah, I would text you and be like, hey, you want to argue about this? Because I do.
My whole thing, and I think this is helpful to everyone, is now that you have your license, Crystal, you can do whatever you want, right? I think the bar exam is not where you argue, unfortunately. Like, you do argue, but you don't argue with the bar examiner. So give them what they want and just move on. Secure your bag, your point, your passing score, and move on with life. That was something that we talked about a lot.
So that's a skill that I think you help teach us to recognize some of their tricks and to recognize what they're looking for.
Yes. It's all about what they're looking for.
Yeah. So MEE was a weak spot for sure. And you tremendously helped with formatting, I would say.
And just getting your thoughts clear, again, going back to the bar examiners and the graders, getting them clear so they can easily say, this person gets it, this person doesn't, this person is giving me what we want, or they're not. Well, hopefully you are.
You're right. You're on point. But I think it's also important to bring up issues that you think could work, even if you're not completely sure. That's one thing that I really had to work on. It's like, you know, you don't have to be 100% sure about an answer in order to like keep talking about something. I mean, and don't go off on a tangent. You have to try to bring up different issues if you can. That's one thing that I struggled with. But it was just the format that you presented was really helpful in just getting everything out there in an organized manner.
And I think practicing too. Would you say this is one of the times you wrote out of all the times, I think this has to be one of the top times that you wrote out so many answers, right? Would you say?
Oh yeah, definitely. Practice before. I never had to practice exam essays really. I mean, who does that? For law school exams and stuff like that. But the timing on these, I mean, they want you to write 6 and 3 hours, and then for MPTs, 2 and 3 hours. And timing's always just been something that I, in law school exams, like you just do the best and it ends up okay, at least. But the bar exam just was different. And so you really, really helped me with that. Formatting, sticking to it, helped with timing.
The sheer amount of practice you did.
One thing that I did differently too is to make sure that I'm doing 4 or 6 at a time. I know it sounds kind of crazy. It helped with the anxiety of it all because I would get anxiety with timing and practicing more at once. You figure out what you need.
What you, Crystal, need.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a very individualized process. A lot of the advice from the big box companies just didn't really work.
But how can it, right? Because they give it to everyone. So how can you have any individualized advice from that?
Yeah. I mean, and you tell yourself things like, oh, I only need rough, what, 60% of stuff that now they tell you, like, and so you think, oh, that's easy enough. I'll work with what they're giving me. I'll be okay. And you're like, well, my friends were all okay.
So I was telling you on phone call that I think MPTs were your bane.
That was the same word that I was going to use.
I could tell when we were working together that you just hated them and you just didn't want to do them. I feel like we went head on at one point into it because even though it's worth the least and people try and minimize it and say you could just write anything that kind of makes sense and you should be fine, I think just being impervious to everything, don't leave any room on a hard test like this.
You did say that.
So even if you're good at MBEs, let's hit them more because you're not perfect. We just keep going. Even if you are perfect, we would want to make sure that you're perfect on test day. So we just keep going with it. Was there any kind of breakthrough moments for you with the MPTs? Something that you learned that...
I'm trying to remember. I mean, I know the formatting helped. I hate to give you this one, but it was probably just more practice.
Good. No, you know, that's exactly what I want.
That's kind of what also I mean by it's an individualized process is you can read online about people that didn't do very many, that people that did 1 or none or 2 or 3. Like, I actually took a class in law school on PTs and I got an A in it. Like, it just didn't make sense to me, but it's the pressure of the bar exam eats people.
It definitely eats people.
So I think the extra practice really helped simulate that anxiety for me. And I'm not going to say that I went in on test day without any anxiety. The practice helped a lot. So, and like a good coach, you would make me do them. Like if I really said, no, I need a day off, you would obviously respect that. But you were just really good with helping that motivation and not letting me wiggle out of it.
Right.
I did try to negotiate out of it on more than one occasion.
So I guess you did talk about results. Was there any new revelations on results? I don't know if you did it intentionally or not, or you're just a busy person with traveling, but I really like that because if you're trying to figure out a flight home, you're not going to think about bar exam results. You're going to really try and figure out how to get home. Anything else you want to add to that? Because results are still coming for a couple people. California is one and another one, New York. So a couple big results coming out, Georgia too. I just wanted to see if you had any way of...
Distract yourself. I know it's really hard. If you sit there refreshing, that only gives yourself more more anxiety and more worry and just distract yourself. The weather's finally getting better. I mean, that's really...
By any means necessary, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Book flights to Colorado?
Yeah.
Whatever you need, right?
Go do some hiking.
Yeah, I like it. Stay off social media, which you did. That worked. Very well.
Yeah, I think so. There are just too many different opinions online that you pay attention to the wrong ones. I mean, it could be very beneficial, comments and posts and everything online, but there's also a lot of bad advice out there. So just be careful with that.
Did you ever hypothesize in your head what you would do if you did fail again? Or did you just put the whole thing out of your mind?
I mean, I did want my husband to give me results this time. I sort of have built some trauma over like just opening the letter. It sounds ridiculous, but I think each time it was harder and harder to open that letter. I mean, it's not even a physical letter anymore. It's just a little message on your phone or laptop.
Right.
But when you get that message that results have been posted, I wanted the news to come from someone that I cared about instead of just looking at a screen. But other than that, I mean, I know that doesn't really answer your question about like, if I failed. I mean, I told you I'm not going anywhere. You gave me a lot of support and I didn't get through all the levels. I think I made it 5 or 6.
Deep level five.
Okay. Thanks.
Which is actually, I don't know, for some reason, it's kind of the sweet spot. I noticed that people have made it past and they still fail. I just, for some reason, once they're deep in level 5, I notice that...
Starting to be a safe zone.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
It's a good indicator that people should think about.
Yeah, I mean, and I still was trying to do practice exams on the side and stuff like that. I mean, I had to prove to myself that I can do a 100 question set under time conditions and things like that. Because I used to have timing problems with the MBE.
Right.
So I had to do a few of those just to be like, okay, it's not as bad as it used to be.
You wanted to get that assurance, right?
I wanted to be ready for anything. That's the thing about this exam is you're not going to be ready for everything that they throw at you. But just the concept and like holistic practice is what helps you overall.
Totally.
It seems so obvious looking back. I mean, duh, but when you're in it, you're like, well, I like Civ Pro, so I'm going to keep trying to excel at this. And like, just, it's like the little things, I guess.
Negative people in your life. So I have this thing, right? I've been thinking about it in the past few years. People have negative people in their lives. And so the easiest way to divide it is negative people that you don't care about and negative people that you actually love and care about. So let's discard all the negative people that you've come across. It could be that you don't have any people that you love and care about. I, unfortunately, and I'm throwing this out there, somebody very important to me is super negative, so I've cut them out of my life. I can't deal with that.
Not really. I didn't have anyone really important that was like, hey, maybe this isn't a good idea. Everyone around me was pretty supportive overall. There would be those comments from people that just like don't really understand. Like older family that see that I'm studying all day and they're like, what are you doing wrong? Or like, you can't even make dinner plans, but you just studied for 3 days straight. It's all a mindset thing. Like, yeah, but I know dinner will probably turn into drinks and then I'll sleep in the next day. It's just like, you have to be on your A game. Right. And that's a big part of this program and about the bar exam in general is that you have to treat it like a competitive sport and you have to be really, really focused. You're not going to get the results if you don't put in the work and absolutely be there. Be really on your game.
If you look at it this way, it's helpful in the sense that it's not that long. Like, so from now until July, it's right around 100 days. So let's say even to get away from the triple digit number, we're 99 days out, right? It's not that long to kind of zone in on the bar exam and bar prep right now.
Yeah.
And then later, you could do whatever you want. You could sleep in till, you know, you could literally do anything you want.
Later. Yep.
As long as there's nothing that harms you and or others. But I mean, you could do whatever. You could go to dinner with your family. You could whatever. So if you could just hold on just a little, you know, 99 days, we'll be good. Or whatever it is, just zone in and just handle it so you don't ever have to be in this position ever again, you know?
No, that's a great reminder. It really is.
Is there anything you want to say to future preppers?
Yeah. The biggest enemy, probably going to be yourself. Give yourself the grace to work really hard and actually try your best and put everything you have into this. So it's the last time. That's really how I would sum it up, because I really struggled with just being so hard on myself. Arguably, it could have been what failed me before, is just like having so much pressure. I mean, I've wanted to be a lawyer since I was 16. And like every time I would go into the bar exam, anxiety would just eat me alive.
It's a hard enough exam, couching it the way you just said it. It's a hard enough exam by itself, let alone having to combat yourself. It's really a tough, aren't in the right headspace.
Headspace is good. I would call it a game. You're always going to have those days that you're just a little off, and that's okay. But then just try to bounce back the next day.
Harder to make up.
That's why I was so glad that you were here for me through this and that you provided some guidance, because you didn't mess around. Other people are like, you know, give yourself a day off a week, or like, no, I think you understood a little bit more of what I needed and about how some of us just really need to keep going. Just keep at it.
I think it's because I myself had so much trouble with the bar exam, right? So yep. I can really empathize.
The results came out and I just hard to act normal. Yeah, I got the flowers delivered yesterday, and you just have these moments where you're kind of like, oh my God, this thing that I've worked towards for 11 years has finally happened.
I think that's going to be the rest of your life, is doing these accomplishments and blowing yourself away with what you've done. And it's going to be a good life.
Those brief unexpected moments.
In a weird way, we could thank the bar exam for that, right?
I'm not uttering the word in my mouth.
I hear you.
Yep. So this is my little post-it.
Nice. So you see your goal, right?
Yep. And it's been here since the first time I took it. I don't want people to have to go through this.
Yes. And I feel like you validate and you confirm it once you pass getting to level 5. So all I want to do is just do what Crystal did. You don't even need me.
But it's like, I didn't see all the variations. So there was a huge part of me of like, if that means that there is a contract, then we have this other fact pattern that seems so similar, but you just have this slight difference. Then what makes this one so different than the other one? And
right. You would do that all the time to me. You'd show me, I just did one and it wasn't, and this is, and you'd like kind of be annoyed, I could tell. I would try and point to you the difference.
You were so good because you were able to see like, yeah, but he knew the standards. Oh, it's the granite question again. Wait, no, it's not.
It's a little different. Yeah.
That's why all those questions were so helpful. I almost reached out to Irene actually, because I had a lot of self-doubt too. And so I didn't really know if it was all me or like if maybe...
This is the highest MBA you've ever done, right?
Yeah, 150.
Yeah, good.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, it was just the self-doubt, but it really does work. You just have to understand the purpose and go through the thinking process in your head and not just be like, oh, whatever, I want to get through this. You can't be lazy about it. That's a little different because we all know those questions that like don't make any sense, but you're like, oh, I just feel like it's probably this one. And how I have always felt about coming out of these MBAs, you feel like so much of it was a guessing game.
There's this thing, literally, I learned about it in the last like year or two. It's called cognitive dissonance, right? So it's when things are kind of distorted in your mind. They use an example like, I'm on a date with my wife, first start dating, and I trip or something. In my mind, I'm like, she totally saw that and she totally thinks I'm an idiot, but she doesn't even, like, it's distorted in my mind. Cognitive distortions. So when they give you 25 experimental in a 200 question test, but they're scattered throughout the whole thing, you could get like 3 in a row and you could get none for a long time. And that's why your perception of the MBEs and how hard they were, that distorts things. Huge. I get it. It's super painful to be told that you don't know after doing a 10 question set and you don't pass it. Like, it feels like that, right? Like the red you fail thing comes. It feels bad. It's painful as hell.
But... Even just your sound effects. I'm like in the car with my husband and I'm like sitting in the passenger seat, you know, doing one, and he can just hear the like constant like getting slapped, and it's embarrassing.
Yeah, he's like, got that one wrong, huh?
Yeah, but, extra shame.
But you kind of need that too, right? And then you get a ding and then he looks over and he's smiling and you're doing something right. So anyways,
right.
I'm trying to dial it in so anyone can use this app for long enough and they'll pass.
Mm-hmm. Well, the videos really help.
Okay, good. The individualized videos for each question, right?
Yeah, there was more than once that I saw a video, I had the exact same question.
And you heard it and you're like, okay, that makes sense now?
Yeah. figure out how we can reach more people. I'm all about it. I don't want people to have to go through what I went through. I want more people to sign up for your program.
So thank you so much for doing this, Crystal. We talked about you helping others. I think a good thing to do is put your email. I'll tell the viewers, I said, yeah, we could work out something where they could hire you as a additional work with Crystal for the bar exam. And then you replied to me. You said, no, I just want to help people. And that goes back to the beginning of the podcast where I said, I appreciate how you're like that. You really just want to help people get through this. So I guess we'll start with putting your email and people can email you questions and I guess you'll reply.
Yes, that's totally fine. You're more than welcome to reach out. I know I had doubt. I mean, and I didn't have a lot of guidance. So you are welcome to reach out. I don't really care who you are, but let's see if there's a way that we can help you and evaluate, see where you're at. I would love to.
Thank you so much for doing this, Crystal.
No problem. Yeah, thank you for having me.
Chicago, I feel it. Another version of me.